Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Tear gas, smoke, pepper spray, all were briefly back on the table in Berkeley a day after these scenes played out in People's Park. More on that in just a second. But first, we do have breaking news at noon. The monkeypox outbreak is now a nationwide public health emergency. I'm Amanda Starantino. The Biden administration declared it such just moments ago. The goal of the declaration is to strengthen efforts around the monkeypox outbreak response, like speeding up vaccine distribution. It comes under heavy criticism of the administration's handling of the outbreak thus far. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services waited more than 3 weeks after the first confirmed case of monkeypox to order bulk stocks of the monkeypox vaccine. So far, more than 6,000 Americans have been infected. Nearly 400 are right here in San Francisco. A state of emergency was declared here in California on Monday. And looking live at San Francisco, the monkeypox vaccine clinic at Zuckerberg SF General is closed again today to walk-ins due to dwindling supplies. Appointments will still be honored. The city is waiting on a fresh infusion of 10,700 doses, but still does not know when they will arrive. Meanwhile, State Senator Scott Wiener has been tapped to chair a new legislative committee on monkeypox. It will focus on state and local responses to the virus and the impact on the LGBTQ community. That first hearing is set for next Tuesday. And we are following the latest in the response to the monkeypox public health emergency. Stay with CBS News Bay Area and KPIX.com for all those new developments. Right now, construction is stopped on a housing project on People's Park over protests that led to arrests. We have learned that tonight, Berkeley City Council was supposed to take up a special meeting on the agenda, a temporary suspension of a June 2020 policy that banned the use of tear gas, smoke, and pepper spray. The mayor just called it off, saying the policy stands. That policy came into effect during the height of protests surrounding the police death of George Floyd in Minnesota. Katie Nielsen now with more on how we got to this point and the message from protesters.
Yes, we need everyone at People's Park.
A rallying cry to the hundreds of people gathered at Sproul Plaza on the UC Berkeley campus.
People's Park!
They then marched down Telegraph Avenue back to People's Park, where construction was supposed to begin on a housing project that would provide a place for 1,100 university students and 125 low-income residents.
Them creating housing here is just an excuse to push people out that's poor and folks who are here that gather and you know, connect with the community. It's just an excuse.
It's sad because all the trees that I pruned and made sure were alive, they took them all.
Some of the protesters cut through fences, then vandalized construction equipment, smashing the glass and cutting hydraulic lines and electrical wiring. Reminiscent for some in the crowd of the original free speech protests in People's Park in 1969 that led to Bloody Thursday.
I so admire what those people did up here, and I was a young teenager, so here I am doing my little part today.
In a statement, the university said, due to the destruction of construction materials, unlawful protest activity, and violence on the part of some protesters, the university has decided to pause construction work.
Developing now, San Francisco says it is attempting to keep hundreds of patients safe and in their hospital beds. Nearly 700 patients could be transferred or discharged from Laguna Honda Hospital, a process that has proved that can be deadly for some. It's because vital funding is being cut by the federal government, something Laguna Honda relies on to operate. Almost all of the patients at the 150-year-old skilled nursing facility are Medicare or Medicaid beneficiaries. So the cut to funding is forcing the facility to move or send hundreds of patients by September 13th. City Attorney David Chu and Mayor Breed announced the lawsuit on behalf of the hospital's patients and families a short time ago, something they believe is necessary to save lives.
In recent weeks, 9 former Laguna Honda patients have died after being transferred or discharged. 9 people. Hundreds of lives are literally at stake.
The lawsuit demands the federal government continue funding until the appeals process is complete and patients have been safely transferred. All right, we're going to get over to First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck for a look at our forecast. Hey, Darren.
Hey, good afternoon, Amanda. It's nice and sunny and relatively warm out there today. I think the camera vantage point from the top of the Salesforce Tower tells most of that story, but let me put some numbers up here in front of that. Certainly a gorgeous view. We didn't have much of the marine layer this morning. Tomorrow it's coming back. I'll show you that in 1 second. We're already at 83 in Concord. Those numbers are going to climb another 10 degrees here in the next 4 hours. We'll get you up into the low 90s. San Francisco at SFO already at 72. It's 83 in San Jose now. And if we look at where we're going for daytime highs today, in the city proper, we'll top out in the upper 60s. 93 Livermore, 86 in Santa Rosa, and we'll go to 83 in Fremont. Look at the clouds just kind of hanging out on that western edge of the city, certainly the coastline and right through the Golden Gate. But there's an interesting feature on here. Watch right here. There's a little spin in the clouds, a little coastal eddy, and the future cast picks up on it beautifully. When you get a little spin like that, that can really help deepen the marine layer. And it will overnight. So even though this morning we woke up, there wasn't a lot of it, and we had mostly clear skies to start the day, tomorrow we're going to see more of those clouds fill back in the bay. And we've got a cool down for Friday as a result of that. I'll show you in the First Alert forecast coming up. For now, Amanda, back to you.
New at noon, the California State Teachers Retirement System lost on its investments last year. The state pension fund tumbled 1.3%. In a new statement, they say the fund is now at $301.6 billion. That's an $8.6 billion loss. It's the first negative return in more than 10 years. Now, they blame inflation, rising interest rates, the pandemic, and the ongoing war in Ukraine. The fund pays retirement benefits for nearly a million teachers and retirees. Many Bay Area kids will be back in school next week, but KPIX 5's Andrea Borba reports districts across the Bay Area are still scrambling to fill classrooms with teachers.
We are super committed to a teacher being in every classroom on the first day.
School starts at San Francisco Unified School District in 2 weeks, and the district is short 123 teachers.
It's difficult for a lot of us, all of the public school districts, and we have the added difficulty in San Francisco of our cost of housing. Right? Hard for teachers. It's hard for new teachers to live in San Francisco, for early career teachers.
It's not just SFUSD, but across the Bay Area, state and nation, the teacher shortage is hitting hard. Ads are promising pay raises and a stable career. Ads even say a teaching credential is not necessary.
We can do an emergency permit, emergency credential for a person who has a bachelor's degree, a bachelor's of arts or a bachelor's of science, and a certain number of credits related to whatever it is that they're going to teach. So, it's actually possible for somebody who doesn't have a teaching credential but has an interest in being an educator right now to come and try it out.
But still hundreds, if not thousands, of vacancies persist. 23-year veteran Bay Area English teacher John Carey says the chief factor for teachers stepping away from students and classrooms is money, particularly in the very expensive Bay Area.
We had an amazing teacher that went back to school to become a lawyer just because in both cases it was like, I just can't see myself doing this for this amount of money.
It's not just being underpaid, but 2 years of teaching in a pandemic has driven teachers out of education. So now, days away from the opening school bell in Oakland, Fremont, San Francisco, and beyond, the plea is identical.
We want you now. We need you now.
Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
SFUSD officials say they are looking to possibly combine some classrooms and maybe put district office employees with credentials back in the classroom. Well, the CDC is expected to relax its COVID-19 guidance for schools soon. Some expected rule changes revolve around social distancing and regular testing for students. The agency is also set to ease quarantine recommendations for unvaccinated people exposed to the virus.